over and over and over and over in the New Testament. It goes to this gospel model. So the truthfulness of this is in the Word of God. So in verse 2, he's very clear in presenting this. He says, this is the only thing I want to find out. This is what I want to know. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, by the receiving the faith? Are you so foolish? When people say this doesn't work, my response is, are you that foolish? Are you really that foolish? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain? And we've worked on that passage. Verse 5, very important. Does he, God the Father then, and this introduces the model, who provides you with the Spirit, that is God the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is everyone the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit who provides you with the Holy Spirit and in so doing gives you working power. If you have the NASB, you can look in the margin. Here's our power. Here's working power. It's in the power of God the Holy Spirit. Does he do it by law or by hearing with faith? Now tonight I want to look at Galatians 5. Turn to Galatians 5 and this will be our last scripture on living faith. So we have an act of faith that saves you. That can't be improved. That cannot be strengthened. That cannot be lost. That's a done deal. See, that is an act of faith. Now what we want to do, here is, as an unbeliever, act of faith. We put our faith in Jesus Christ. That is an act of faith. It's a done deal. Boom. That dot is a done deal. Just a measure of faith given, and it's a measure of a grain of mustard seed. Now, this cannot be lost. It can't be taken away. It can't be undone. God is not going to undo your faith. Done deal. But now we're talking about our life as born-again believers, and here we come to living faith. Now, living faith can be lost. You don't lose your salvation. We're talking about as a believer. Living faith can be lost, but it can be strengthened. It should be strengthened. It can be advanced. We studied all of this in Thessalonians already. This is what we're talking about in this point. Now, Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm. Do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. What's he talking about? He's talking about work. He's talking about somebody's going to come along in throughout all church history and take you back to some form of law, some form of performance, something that depends on the performance of man, the performance of the creature, for God to act in your life. That's what he's talking about here. So having entered into that freedom, stay there. Stay in the freedom. Jesus Christ in Revelation 2 and 3, he worded it this way, keep it. Guard it. And how do you guard that freedom that you have in Christ? How do you guard this freedom? Let's take a look. How do we guard the freedom that we now have in Jesus Christ? People, you guard it the same way. If you entered it, you guard it by walking by faith. As long as you and I will walk by faith, we are guarding the freedom because we are not trying to do any work. We are depending on Him to do all the work. It's a very simple concept. I am trusting you. I am trusting you. That's who I am trusting. And that's what he's talking about here. Why does Paul say this? And people, it's over and over. This is going to be our last text on living faith. And tomorrow night we'll start, if not tonight, but tomorrow night we'll start on the third faith. But we could study many more passages. But why is this over and over and over? Because it is so easy for believers to go back into slavery, to go back into it. And people, they will think